This is Tim Willett. Community radio in your city.
Cambridge 105. Now, anyone who listens to Cambridge 105 on a regular basis will know what a wide variety of food and drink producers, including Steak and Honour, and outlets there are in the city. With Eat Cambridge just around the corner, Alex Elbro caught up with one artisan producer, Claire Martinson, who's the founder of Breckland Orchard, to talk about her business and what makes our city's food and drink scene so vibrant. Claire explains why Cambridge's own food festival is so unique too.
Hi, I'm Claire Martinson. I'm the founder of Breckland Orchard. We make delicious artisan soft drinks, and it's a business I started 7 years ago.
I see you'll be at the main Eat Festival event taking place at the Corn Exchange on the 7th of May. Could you tell me a bit about your business, though, and how you got started?
Breckland Orchard, we started in spring of 2009. For me, it was a like complete change of direction. I had worked for a corporate company down in London, and really when my two children came along, I sort of decided that I wanted a job closer to home. So it was something I actually set up while I was on maternity leave with my second child. And she's now 8 years old, so the business has been going as long as she has. But when they were small, I really tried to think of what I would want to sort of recreate from my childhood. And the whole business was really based around the lovely lemonade my granny had made me when I was a child. And I sort of reflected that over the years, lemonade had changed and become really sort of white and gloopy. And what I wanted to make was a really lovely lemonade that was sort of yellow and fruity and zesty. So from those really small start, then the business has mushroomed and we now supply drinks all over the UK and further afield.
Why do you think that Eat Festival is important to you?
This will be our third year. We've been doing it for the previous 2 years. And it's always fantastic. It's got such a lively vibe, really lovely setting in the Corn Exchange. And it's kind of magical and unique. There's just a real sort of love and effervescence about great food and drink.
What do you think makes the Corn Exchange so special?
So I think it's a really city centre venue. It's really obviously iconic to the city. And then when you kind of combine that and fill it with local food and drink producers and sort of visitors who are really passionate of food and drink, the whole thing kind of really comes alive.
Have you seen the food and drink scene change across the UK?
I think generally, so since I started 7 years ago, there's definitely been a sort of mushrooming and growth of sort of artisan producers who are really going back to sort of traditional methods and are really looking at the provenance of their food and drinks, so how things are sourced, where they're sourced from, and then obviously lots of innovation around some of the sort of newer trends coming up, things like the nut butters and all those kind of really exciting ideas are really springing up from small producers who are passionate about maybe just producing one thing, great granola, great, you know, smoothies.
Have you seen a similar change in just Cambridge?
Definitely. I think Cambridge absolutely mirrors what's seen everywhere else. But, you know, you've got Stephen, who's got Pinkster Gin, which is a really sort of innovative take on gin. You've got Laura Brown, who's doing Canesmith, which is really, you know, artisan handmade toffees, but with really unique flavours. And I think generally, yes, I think we're really almost at the cutting edge of some really exciting developments.
And how does this compare to other food and drink festivals up and down the country?
So I'm incredibly lucky to take part in quite a few big food festivals across the UK, and we do travel. But I think the Eat Festival, I think, is unique from maybe two perspectives. I think one, that it's kind of really grown up from the sort of passion of local people, and definitely Heidi White has been an amazing driving force behind that, and Tim Hayward and his sort of passion for it, the Gogs. It's sort of started from passion from the sort of ground up, and the fact that it's run entirely by volunteers, so it's, you know, a really, it's, you know, it's a nice festival because it's people giving back to the local community. And really then the fact it takes place over a longer time period, so it's not just about the one event on Saturday 7th of May, it's sort of 2 weeks of the city coming alive with food and drink. And then also the fact that there's so many businesses taking place, so it's not just one thing on one day, there's pop-ups, there's talks, there's debates, there's lots of things that are really interesting and different in unique to anything else.
That sounds great. I really look forward to it. Thank you very much, Claire. And we look forward to seeing you at the Main Eat Festival on Saturday, the 7th of May.
Yes.
Corn Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you to Alex for that report. The Eat Festival, or Eat Cambridge as it is officially termed, runs from the 7th until the 22nd of May. The main event takes place on Saturday the 7th, as mentioned, at the Cambridge Corn Exchange. We'll be there giving out free carrier bags full of gumph, and you'll be able to go and buy lots of things from all of the local food producers from around Cambridge. I went there last year and came away. It coincided with our Eurovision programme, actually. So I went there and bought some nice cheese and crisps and things like that. And then we had them while we were watching Eurovision. It was quite nice. But unfortunately, the two events don't coincide this time round. Eat Cambridge fringe events also run throughout the fortnight all over Cambridge. For more information, you can go to eat-cambridge.co.uk.